It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
It is remarkable that with the tens of thousands of words in everyday English, there are still very common things for which we don't have words.
That's what they say. Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
You know, a lexical gap sounds like something your dentist could repair. What is it?
It is a space in the lexicon, in the vocabulary, where we don't have one word to describe something. So, for example, we don't have one word in English to talk about spicy hot. We need to say spicy hot, because if you say, oh, the dish is hot, people will say, is it spicy hot or hot hot or temperature hot?
True.
Because hot is ambiguous. We don't have a word that differentiates.
Name some more.
One that I've been struck by is that we never settled on a word for the first decade of the 21st century.
True.
We lived through 10 years of that, and we still talk about it, and we say the first decade of the 21st century, which is a very wordy way to talk about it. People tried out the aughts, the noughts, the noughties, the ohs, but none of those stuck. And so we have this circumlocution, this long way of talking about the first decade of the 21st century.
Got some others?
I do. A friend's daughter asked me recently about what is the English word for a male mistress?
A manstress?
And I said, I think you pointed to a lexical gap that we don't necessarily have one word for that, that lover doesn't quite do it and boy toy means something different. In the same way, there are people who over around the age of 30 will say that we don't have a good word for someone's romantic partner. People will say boyfriend, girlfriend feels too young, partner feels too corporate, significant other feels too not romantic or too long. Some people shorten that to SIGO, which...
No, don't like that at all.
Exactly. So that seems to be another gap. And then as a linguist, I have noticed the gap that we don't have a good word, a good casual word for the person I was talking to.
Oh.
In linguistics, we have the word interlocutor. But you wouldn't say, my interlocutor at the party last night.
Now, that sounds like a legal term.
Right.
Yeah.
So we say, the person I was talking to.
Are there some others?
So Rich Hall, who was a comedian on HBO's Not Necessarily the News, came up with the word sniglet, which was a word that should be a word and should be in the dictionary. And he came up with lots of sniglets, including muskwort, which is the liquid in the mustard bottle that comes out before the mustard does.
Actually, I've heard, you know, when you open a yogurt container, and a friend of mine calls that the sploot when it flies onto your shirt, preferably when you're wearing something dark. And yeah, the sploot. I like that one as well.
So that's another good sniglet.
Yeah. Thanks, Anne.
Thanks, Rena.